Ja, kaj pa je to?
Ja, kultivator.
Gre za neko vrsto apatije.
To lahko reče samo kreten, noben drug.
Socialni invalid in ga je nemogoče urejati.
Drugi kandidat.
Pa pije, kadi, masturbira, vse kako niso lahko počne. Nihče tega ne ve.
Vsak petek v OFF programu skultiviramo dogodek tedna.
Lahko po kriterijih Radio Študent, težko pa po evropskih kriterijih.
Ampak na drug način, kot vi tu mislite.
Kultivator vedno užge.
Da pač nekdo sploh omenja probleme, ki so, in da pravzaprav sploh nekdo sproži dogajanje v družbi.
To drži. Drži.
Irska sredi referendumske vročice. Sprejemanje Lizbonske pogodbe po državah Evropske unije se vije kot jara kača. Med državami, ki še niso popolnoma sprejele predloga institucionalnih sprememb, najbolj izstopa Irska. Saj tako v Nemčiji kot na Češkem sprejetje pogodbe pogojujejo z uspešno izvedenim referendumom na Irskem. Naj spomnimo, da je Irska že izvedla referendum 13. junija leta 2008, kjer je dobra polovica udeležencev zavrnila predlog pogodbe. Ker so ostale članice, tudi Nizozemska in Francija, ki sta drugačen predlog ustavne pogodbe pred leti zavrnili, sprejele nove institucionalne spremembe, se je na Irsko pričel vršiti velik pritisk. Država je zato, sicer kljub kontroverznosti, ponovno razpisala referendum, ki se ima zgoditi 2. oktobra. Večina naših sogovornikov prihaja iz različnih upletenih strani, ki aktivno sodelujejo v referendumski kampanji, pričeti pred nekaj dnevi. Za začetek prisluhnimo novinarju Irskega Timesa Harryju Magiju, ki je razložil stališče, za katera se zauzemajo podporniki in nasprotniki Lizbonske pogodbe.
Essentially, since the defeat of the referendum last year, the government has gone to Europe and has got what it says are legal guarantees and clarifications on some of the issues that were of concern to the Irish public last year. Namely, one of the big issues in the campaign last year was the fact that every member state would not have a commissioner. The number of commissioners would be reduced to 15. But now the Irish government has got agreement that the number of commissioners will be retained at 27. There were also concerns expressed last year in Ireland about the loss of tax sovereignty, that Ireland would no longer control the level of tax that would be imposed. There were concerns expressed also in relation to abortion rights, in relation to military neutrality, and in relation to the rights of workers in an open market in Europe where there was a fear that workers might be exploited or have their pay reduced by unscrupulous employers. So the government has claimed that all those issues have now been resolved, and it's on that basis that it's fighting the referendum campaign. Those who vote against it say that the changes that have been achieved have been very modest, that there are no legal guarantees behind them, that they haven't been inserted into the treaty, and they are maintaining the position that it's a bad treaty, that it centralizes too much power to Brussels, that Brussels is an unaccountable organization, that does not respect the wishes of the European people, and they are fighting the referendum campaign on that basis.
Sedaj pa prisluhnimo Brendanu Youngu iz koalicije proti ustavi Evropske unije, ki predstavi tabor nasprotnikov pogodbe.
Okay, I am working with sayno.ie, which is the progressive campaign against the Lisbon Treaty. We're opposed to the Lisbon Treaty because we believe it militarizes the EU. It creates the conditions for greater military spending and the establishment of a closer military alliance with NATO. In Ireland, there's a historic tradition of neutrality, and we don't believe that Ireland, or indeed any other of the EU states, should be brought closer into an alliance with NATO, which has a policy of the use of nuclear weapons as a first strike strategy. Secondly, we believe that the Lisbon Treaty will raise threats to essential services such as healthcare, education and social services, because it will open the possibility of these services being opened at the World Trade Organization for international trade. In other words, private international corporations will be allowed to bid to run these services as commercial entities to make a profit. We think these services should be provided on the basis of need and should be universally available to all people irrespective of income. If they're privatized, you get two-tier services like we already have in Ireland, with a rundown public service and a private service for people who can afford to pay. Finally, we think that the increased powers in the Lisbon Treaty given to the European Commission to monitor and control, to issue guidelines to governments on how they spend their money, is actually deflationary. It will undermine economic recovery in the current situation, because the Commission will police the spending of member states in line with the Stability and Growth Pact. That is only a 3% deficit on public spending and no more than 60% of debt to GDP. This is a problem at the moment, and will be a problem into the future, because it polices the public spending of the member states, either on their social services or on their attempts to get out of recession.
Na nasprotni strani stojijo različna združenja, ki podpirajo sprejetje nove pogodbe. Vodja organizacijske kampanje Say Yes to Lisbon, Andrew Bryan, je najprej odgovoril na vprašanje, zakaj so prebivalci Irske zavrnili prvi referendum.
I think the first vote reflected a number of concerns people had, and I think it was a result of a no campaign which used a lot of fear and scare tactics about the European Union and about its intentions. And so I think there was a good deal of confusion amongst voters. They were being told that the treaty would bring in many different things, many different changes. They were told that it would fundamentally change the nature of the EU. And I think, to be honest, there was a lack of information and a lack of understanding in the campaign, and that's what I believe was the cause of the first no vote.
Will the Lisbon Treaty have an impact on the military neutrality of the Ireland? Because I believe this is one of the main arguments of the opposing side.
That was a concern last year, but the government, together with the Slovenian government and all the EU member states, agreed a number of declarations. And so one of those declarations, which is a legally binding guarantee, is that nothing in the treaty can affect Ireland's neutrality or its policy in that regard. So the Irish people have a solid guarantee, a firm guarantee, that the Lisbon Treaty doesn't affect that. But I think that gives you some idea of the kind of arguments that a very cynical no campaign are using to frighten people. And they frighten people by talking about militarization, by talking about many other issues that don't have anything to do with the treaty. But we're very fortunate now that there is much certainty about those issues, and we hope to put them back beyond any doubt.
Novinar irskega Timesa Harry McGee je ocenil spremembo mnenja pri Ircih zaradi aktualne gospodarske krize, ki je močno prizadela državo.
I think it has had a big impact. I think when the referendum was held last year, it was before the huge economic crisis and the property collapse came known to its full extent. It was before the collapse of Lehman Brothers. It was before the explosion of the subprime problem in the US. It was before Irish property prices began to crash. It was before Irish unemployment figures started rising alarmingly. So people were in a slight comfort zone. You know, this was a big issue, but the issue wasn't judged against the prevailing economic climate. So much has changed over the past year in Ireland. Ireland has suffered a terrible, terrible year in which our economy has suffered to an inordinate extent. And the problems that are experienced elsewhere in Europe have been exacerbated and made worse in Ireland because we had a property bubble. Property prices rose too high and the crash has been very, very painful indeed. That has had a very severe knock-on effect for the rest of the economy. Our banking system is in a terrible crisis at the moment, and the big internal political debate in Ireland at the moment is how do we sort out our banking mess. So of course all that feeds into the debate, and I think that people will be casting their vote, many people will be casting their vote this time, not on the abstract notion of a greater Europe, but they will be looking at Europe in the context of, is it good in terms of helping us out of the economic crisis? Will it benefit us, or will it actually be something that will not be good? So I think that is a huge unspecified factor in this particular campaign.
Europoslanec z Irske Joe Higgins je eden redkih predstavnikov iz svoje države, ki nasprotuje Lizbonski pogodbi. Vprašali smo ga, kako on odgovarja na očitke, da nasprotniki Lizbonske pogodbe prebivalce Irske strašijo z možnimi posledicami te iste pogodbe.
Well, look, I represent the Irish Socialist Party and the left in Ireland. Every objection we made to the Lisbon Treaty, we proved by reference to the text of the treaty. The key points we made were in relation to how the Lisbon Treaty would impact on ordinary working people and unemployed people and poor people. Now, what we said, and we say it again this time, is that the Lisbon Treaty is primarily in the interest of the elite, of the big business establishment, of the military establishment, of the armaments industry, and of the political establishment. And it is not in the interest of ordinary people anywhere in Europe. We point to the Lisbon Treaty, which, for example, institutionalizes or carries on the rulings of the European Court of Justice, which show that workers can be exploited by contractors, immigrant workers who are vulnerable and paid less than other workers in the member states into which they come to work. That, in our view, is unjust and wrong. We believe that arising from Lisbon, because the veto on trade in public services like health and education would be removed, that there will be further pressure for the privatization of those services, which is not in the interest of the big majority of people who use them. And also we say that the Lisbon Treaty gives a big push to the militarization of the European Union, more spending on armaments, and that is not in the interest, in our view, of or of the people of Europe, or indeed the people around the world. So it is a treaty that is really hostile to the interests of working class people and young people. That is why we have campaigned against it.
Have you sensed any pressures from the European institutions on yourself and on your party?
Well, there is massive pressure coming from the establishment, the economic, the big business establishment, and the political establishment, both in Ireland and in the European Union. The Intel Corporation, which is a multinational corporation, and Ryanair said a few days ago that they will spend between them nearly 1 million euro in advertising for the Yes side. So there are huge big business and other interests which are pushing for a Yes. What we rely on is the strength of our arguments. We can prove the points that we are making by reference to what is in the treaty itself. So there is 4 weeks left to the vote. The debate is only now really becoming more intense. A poll this morning in the Irish Times showed that the numbers in favor was falling, and there are a large number of people who have not yet decided. They have not yet made up their mind. So the debate in the next 4 weeks will be crucial, and this referendum therefore can go either way.
Katere prednosti naj bi Irski prinesla Lizbonska pogodba, pa razloži vodja volilne kampanje Yes for Europe, Andrew Bryan.
Well, I think there are a number of specific areas where the treaty improves things, particularly in the area of democracy, in that the European Parliament has a greater say in how EU laws are made. National parliaments, like the Slovenian Parliament or the Irish Parliament, will have a greater oversight over EU laws. But I think more generally, and what I think is the reason why Irish people will be voting yes if we're successful, I think Irish people understand that these are difficult economic times. There's a global recession. And the best partnership that our country has ever had has been with the European Union. And in difficult times, people need to look to their strengths, and the same goes for countries. We need to look to our strengths as a country. And people in Ireland recognize that one of our greatest strengths is our membership of the European Union. So for us, we see ratifying Lisbon as the first step on the road to economic recovery.
What about the fear that areas like school, social system, healthcare will be put on the market, that will be neoliberalized, that won't be, in social hands anymore?
Well, this again is another lie that the no side use, and it's complete nonsense. There is absolutely no mention in the treaty anywhere of any change to or privatization of healthcare or education, because the EU has no authority in those areas. It's entirely up to the member states how to regulate their health and education systems. So again, I mean, these are lies that we have to deal with, and it's understandable that people, if they hear these kind of threats, would become anxious and worried. So it's our job in the Yes campaign to put the truth out there and to fight these lies and to reassure people that they have no basis in truth.
Kot smo omenili, tako na Irskem kot po ostali Evropi, nekateri negativno gledajo na že drugo izvedbo referenduma. Kako se s tem soočajo na Irskem, več pove novinar McGee.
Those who were opposed it were very angry, you know, that the Yes side were getting a second bite of the cherry, as it were, but of course had to go along with it. I think the same situation pertains now. There is a certain degree of anger that the Yes side have been allowed to put the referendum to the Irish people for a second time, but the Yes side are claiming that they have achieved the changes that the Irish people were looking for, and that's why they're putting it to the Irish people for a second time. But of course it is controversial. When the people decide, do you have to go back, keep on going back to the people until they decide otherwise?
The current government is not very popular. Will this have an impact on the result of the referendum?
That is very true. The government is extremely unpopular. There was an opinion poll that was published this week that showed the satisfaction rating with the government and with the Prime Minister at only 15%, which is historically low. 75% of people said they wanted a change of government. The Prime Minister in Ireland, his name is Brian Cowen. He has only been there for 1 year.
He was a former minister for finance, but he has taken the brunt of people's anger and of people's blame, and it seems that nothing he can do at the moment is right. So the government is very unpopular at the moment. There's some suggesting that perhaps the government would be best by not campaigning, which is, of course, is a preposterous argument. But it is difficult for the government to go out campaigning for the Lisbon Treaty, knowing that there's anger and frustration and annoyance amongst the people at its performance in government, and they are expecting to encounter angry people at the doorsteps. So I think the unpopularity of government will influence people's choice, but they are hoping that people will be able to distinguish between the issues of the Lisbon Treaty, the greater question of Europe, and the domestic problems that the government is encountering at present. And that, of course, remains to be seen.
Kaj bi ponovna zavrnitev Lizbonske pogodbe pomenila za celotno unijo, smo povprašali slovenskega pravnika Mateja Accetta.
Ja, pač predvsem je bilo to en dokaj boleč simbolni udar za retoriko in počutje pač vseh tistih, ki nekako hočejo ta projekt povezovanja peljati naprej. Po formalni pravni poti prati ni ta pogodba tako usodna, da bi, če je ne bi pač tudi tokrat, če ne sprejeli, pomenila konec ali pa resno krizo delovanja Evropske unije. Res pa je, da določene tiste podrobnosti, ki jih ureja Evropska unija, potrebuje in jih bo tako ali pa drugače vseeno želela pač pripeljati v ureditev, ki jo ima.
Pa kaj bi potem ta pot pomenila spet neko daljše obdobje, potrebno, da bi to dosegla, ali bi bile v bistvu to, ta odločitev ne bi močno vplivala na, bistveno vplivala na delovanje Evropske unije v smeri, ki so si jo zamislili v Bruslu in pa med vladami?
Ja, to bi bila pač rahlo nova situacija v toliko, da se še ni zgodilo, da bi ena država dvakrat zavrnila pogodbo. Ne, zgodilo se je že, Danska je to naredila s pogodbo Evropske unije iz Maastrichta pred 17 leti, naredila je tudi Irska, to že enkrat pri pogodbi iz Nice. Vedno takrat v obeh primerih se je potem v drugo država nekako premislila, oziroma ljudje so tudi potem, ko se je kampanja malo bolje zavrtela verjetno, pa ko je država tudi izposlovala določene ugodnosti, v drugo so ljudje vedno rekli ja. Tudi tokrat, ko se pogovarjamo o Irski, kaže vseeno referendumu bolje, kot mu je kazalo prvič. Tako da upanje je vseh, ki so pri tem projektu, da bo Irska rekla da. Če ne reče da, potem verjetno to pomeni, da bo treba vsaj za nekaj časa pogodbo spet dati na stran. Ne, in potem bo pač Evropska unija delovala tako, kot do danes deluje, brez te pogodbe pač po stari ureditvi, ki je tudi ne nazadnje, Lizbonska pogodba ne spreminja tako korenito in usodno. Res pa je, kot sem rekel, da pač nekaj podrobnosti tehničnih, institucionalnih, tistih, kako naj delujejo institucije, a ne se kaj spremeni v delovanju posameznih organov Evropske unije, to pa pač bo prej ali slej spet treba nekako speljati na mizo, pa tudi če popolnoma brez vseh drugih simbolnih teh poudarkov, ki bi jih lahko pogodba take narave tudi imela.
Kultivirala sta se Igor in Janković.
E, kaj pa je to?
Ja, kultivator.
Gre za neko vrsto apatije.
To lahko reče samo kreten, noben drug.
Socialni invalid in ga je nemogoče urejati.
Drugi kandidat.
Pa pije, kadi, masturbira, vse kako ni človeka počne. Nihče tega ne ve.
Vsak petek v OFF programu skultiviramo dogodek tedna.
Lahko po kriterijih Radio Študent, težko pa po evropskih kriterijih.
Ampak na drug način, kot vi tu mislite.
kultivator vedno užge.
Da pač nekdo sploh omenja probleme, ki so, in da pač sploh nekdo sproži dogajanje v družbi.
To drži. Drži.